Why is it that when I finally do an Audio Candy weekly audio challenge, I have to do the one that's, you know, really, really long? It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So, whatever. But there's a first time for everything, and, well, which is ironic that I said that because the theme is actually last times, but, you know, never mind. I am going to start from the bottom. Because I took a quick quiz over the questions yesterday, and the second one was about being ashamed of myself. Ashamed of yourself, myself. And then I'm like, I'm never ashamed of myself, so forget it. Forget it. No, I'll get there eventually. Okay, so starting from the bottom, because whatever. Who was the last person you kissed / cuddled? Probably cuddled my little sister. She's sick this week, so I've been taking care of her, and since there's a 13 year age gap, then I've kind of been mothering her and coddling her a bit, and plus she's a huge baby, so, especially when she's sick. She's really cute though, so doesn't really matter, I don't mind. Where was the last place you accidentally fell asleep? I probably fall in my own bed. I wasn't planning to fall asleep, but I still did. Yeah. I don't even remember when I fell asleep. But yeah, I will. What was the last thing you said to another person in person? I told my sister to drink the honey tea that I made her, because it might help with her throat, because it's like a bit tickly and sore since she's, I think it's actually a flu, but she has some other symptoms that aren't really aligned with influenza, but no. I'm no doctor, I can't make a diagnosis. When was the last time you did something solely because you wanted to? This morning, maybe? Yeah, this morning I did something that I wanted to. Yeah, congratulations to me. But yeah. When was the last time you felt truly loved? I feel truly loved every day. Because I am truly loved every day. I don't need to just feel it. I am. It is the way it is. And yeah, I'm gonna leave that question now. Moving on. What is the last thing you remember before falling asleep at night? Oh, falling asleep last night. Last night? I don't remember anything. Like, seriously, I don't even remember falling asleep. I remember remembering that I wasn't that tired, but then I kind of conked out anyway, so I don't remember what I remembered. When was the last time you found something new that's become a big part of your life? Probably like recording subreddits, like the audio subreddits of Reddit. Wow, that was such a redundant statement. I've been on Reddit for a while, but not actually actively doing anything on there. But after I made the Kempt account, the KKEMT account, the kind of motivation to actually post things and to interact with others became a lot more stronger. I guess I was more motivated, and since, you know, it's a really nice, positive community, and, well, from what I can glean from, you know, the subreddits that I frequented, it's a very positive environment, so I like it. So it's definitely become a big part of my life, and yes. Who was the last thing / person you hugged? My little sister. Yes. When was the last time you lost something that you didn't realize was important? I don't know. probably, I always realize the importance of things, and sometimes in realizing that something's important to you, you have to learn to, I guess, know that you might not always have it, and that you could lose it. So, I don't think I lost something that I didn't realize was important. I think I briefly lost something that was very important to me, or someone. But in losing them for a bit, I didn't have any profound new, knowledge that, oh, this person's so important to me, but it definitely highlighted how important they were to me. Yeah. When was the last time you hurt someone without realizing it? In hindsight, I'm looking back, I don't know. If I don't realize it, then how do I know? There was a, I broke a promise. I promised that I wasn't gonna go anywhere. And then I left. I mean, and the thing is, I did realize that I would be hurting the person, but I was also hurting myself because of not leaving, because I really just couldn't handle how things were going about. So I had to take action, so to speak, but it turned out really well. Yes, I did hurt him. I hurt myself in the process as well, but I think we have both benefited from the action of mine. Okay, when was the last time you've realized you've been doing something wrong the whole time? Tying my shoelaces. No, it's not so much the wrong way to do it, but okay, there's the two common types to tie shoelaces. There's the two bunny ears, like the two loops, and there's the one loop, and you loop around the one loop and you go through the whole thing. There's another way of doing it that I found is so much more, it's okay, the bow is prettier. That's why when I tie ribbons for my little sister, I tie it this way now. It's, I don't know how to explain it. I might link it if I can find something, but yeah, it's a lot better to tie your shoelaces like this, I think. When was the last time you had a burrito? Let me see. Probably a few months ago, I think. There's a place called Salsa's, and they make some really nice things, but I just don't go there that often. I have a loyalty card of theirs, and I'm pretty sure that I haven't eaten there enough to get any points or anything worth anything, so I should probably eat there again soon. But the thing is, with Salsa's, they actually have a Tuesday tacos, so sometimes I just don't eat burritos and I eat the tacos instead, so I don't know. When was the last time you laughed really hard? I don't remember. I'm really bad at these questions. I don't have a very good memory. No, I have an excellent memory. It's just, I remember details and not so many big things, like when the last time I laughed was, okay, really hard until I was kind of dying. So I have a boyfriend, and I won't say his name because, you know, I will call him Mr. R. Mr. R. Okay, and I had finished talking to him for a bit, and then I went to my little sister, and I was like, oh, I really like him, what do I do? And then I was kind of just like hugging her, and then I squeezed her cheeks, and the thing is, I didn't realize that she was eating grapes, and she was storing like a grape in her cheek, and when I squished her cheek, the grape kind of shot out at me, and I was, yeah, we kind of died laughing. It was hilarious. was great. When was the last time you were really ashamed of yourself? Okay, this is the question that I was like, no, I cannot answer this. Because the thing is, I don't think I do anything that warrants any shame. I think things through very, very carefully. And so I don't think I feel ashamed after. But I guess... No, I honestly don't. Yeah, I don't remember the last time. When I was a kid, I probably broke something. Like while washing the dishes, I broke a plate. It's not really shame though. It's more like, oh, I feel really sorry that I damaged your item, and now I can't do anything else about it. I can't fix it. But it's not really like really ashamed of myself. So yeah. When was the last time you were really proud of yourself? Let me see. Oh, recently. Okay. Recently I updated my resume and I basically needed a new reference to get into another field because right now I'm very health-based. And I'm looking to, I guess, step foot within the business world. Business marketing, PR, stuff like that. And so I looked up one of my references and I worked with him, and he was the head of a magazine, a local magazine. And I'm like, he knows what I do, stuff like that, whatever. And so I'm like, oh, can you be a reference for me? Because, we worked on this festival and I was there and, I helped out, all that stuff. And he's like, sure, I'll help you out. Here are my details. He lists all the details. And then he lists like qualifications, all that stuff. And he listed the magazine one. And he also listed president of the Korea Australia Business Council of like my state or Australia. I don't even know. But I was like, wait, what? What? I thought you were just... No, I didn't say anything. But I was like, oh, thank you. And in my mind, I was like freaking out because... this is actually really good. I didn't realize that he was more than just what he was. I don't know. But yeah. Oh, actually, no, that's not really something... I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm proud of myself, but I'm more proud of the circumstances. I mean, I guess I'm proud of myself for taking the initiative to contact him. But I'm not sure if that's really pride related. It's more like, oh, hey, I just did this thing and I was great. I don't know. I'm not sure, actually. These are hard questions. Yeah, why was this so long? Okay, I am gonna stop here. And thank you all for listening. And this is taking forever. I'm gonna die now. Bye.